In Jackson, conflict is escalating between public housing residents and the local Housing Commission Board. This week, the Jackson Housing Commission Board appointed its fourth interim executive director just since March. One former interim resigned, accusing the board of creating a hostile work environment. Another was terminated after less than 3 months on the job, and still another was released from his contract this week after just 8 days. The residents say instability on the board makes them fearful for their homes. The issues even caught the attention of the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, which threatened to pull the commission's funding. We have two guests this morning. Will Forgrave, I beg your pardon, is a reporter for MLive.com in Jackson. Hi, Will.
Hey, morning.
And Jason Smith is a filmmaker who's been documenting the issue at the request of its residents. Jason, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you?
Welcome. Also, full disclosure, Jason Smith is also a registered candidate for mayor in Jackson. Also, before we begin, we must note that we also invited Jackson Mayor Martin Griffin to appear on Current State, but he declined our invitation. Will Forgrave, this commission has had four interim executive directors since March. What's the source of all of this instability at the top?
Well, it actually started last year, 2012, and early in 2012, February, actually, the city passed a rental registry. In doing so, they asked that all apartments within the city pay a rental registry fee, and subsequently they could keep a tab on all the apartments and then inspect them, which also carried with it a fee. And this is what they say, a way to fight blight within the city and raise property values. They tried to place that rental registry fee and the inspection fees on the Housing Commission in February. In September, the then executive director, Herman Hill, stepped forward and said, we're not paying. The HUD already provides inspections. And that's where the tension really started. And that's back in September. And then come March, he resigns, citing a hostile work environment. He appoints Kim in his stead. The Housing Commission backs him up. Appoints Kim, and then the city at this point in December also places three commissioners, one city council member, one the city manager, and another city planning commission member onto the Housing Commission board. So essentially of the five commissioners, there's three that are going to do, objectively and what the city wants. So there was a lot of tension there starting in December. He steps down. They bring up Kim Truman. The city has always alluded to the fact that there's a lot of wrongdoing between Hill and Truman, but they've never brought forth any concrete evidence up to this point. Truman was actually fired by the commission, down party lines, so to speak, the three city council members and the two original commissioners, 3-2. She was fired. They brought in another. And then HUD came forward and said they were going to pull funding. So then just this Wednesday, they brought in another. So really, at this point, there's just a lot of different angles about what's going on here. Yeah, it's very convoluted. It's very convoluted.
Jason Smith, you are being paid to document the issue at the request of the residents. We want to make that clear. But what would you add to how Will has portrayed this conflict?
Will pretty much hit the nail on the head there. There's a lot of confusion going on as to among the residents anyway, as to what exactly the plan is moving forward, what direction everyone wants to take. And for HUD, I don't think it's an issue of them losing their homes, and the resident council boards have tried to convey that to all of the residents, that their homes aren't going anywhere. This is an issue of simply getting the okay to write checks, more or less. And so from an outside perspective looking in, it does look like there's a stacked deck against the residents, but it seems like now that HUD has brought in their regional people and discussed it with the powers that be, things are starting to fall more in step with the regulations that HUD has set forth.
Is the rental registry, is that a part of the landscape going forward? Is that here to stay?
Well, at this point, the funny thing is HUD, there's a lot of hands in the Jackson Housing Commission. The Housing Commission essentially is trying to provide subsidized housing for Jackson residents.
Okay.
That's their job. All their funding, the majority of their funding, rather, is coming from HUD. And then also the city council gets to appoint boards and commissions, or appoints commissioners, excuse me, to the Jackson Housing Board. So HUD is backing them up and saying, we're not going to pay this. And that, as far as I can tell on paper, it's very difficult to talk with city council members and the city on this issue. But as far as I can tell, the city's really digging their heels in, and they're trying to get that rental registry fee paid. But HUD is refusing to pay that.
Who appoints the commissioner of the Jackson Housing Commission, though?
The city council.
The council,
yes.
Votes. It's not an appointee,
right,
of the mayor.
Right.
Jason, what role does Mayor Martin Griffin play in this?
Well, the city has an ordinance that basically sets the rate of pay for the executive director, and that's really the only quote unquote hand that they're supposed to have in this whole situation. As far as the mayor himself goes, he's appointed. There's a city employee that currently sits on the JHC board. His uncle is on the board, and the zoning commission board member who also sits on the JHC board, as Will alluded to earlier. So, his direct hand, I can't speculate on that. I don't want to say anything that I don't know for a fact, but it certainly on the surface looks like there's some significant stacking of that deck.
Yes, Will.
Yeah, I'd just like to point out that, it's under the recommendation of the mayor, but it is a city council vote that puts these commissioners on board. So the mayor will recommend somebody. That doesn't necessarily mean that the 7 votes on city council will pass it to that point. So a lot of times, when people are in these situations are saying the mayor is doing this, the mayor is doing that, it should be noted that all these actions are city council actions under the recommendation of the mayor. It's not as if this one person is.
Okay. We're talking with Will Forgrave of MLive, who's stationed in Jackson, and Jason Smith, a filmmaker who's been documenting the tension at the Jackson Housing Commission. The residents of one public housing complex, Reed Manor in Jackson, were very distraught over Mr. Hill's resignation and also the termination earlier this month of his successor, Kim Truman, who we've spoken about. They're very worried about their future. We've got a clip here. This is Patricia Riles, who's the president of the Reed Manor Residents Council.
We have a board, basically, in my own personal opinion, is a city council board. It is not a Jackson Housing Board, because you have 3 appointments by the mayor. We have one that is a city employee, we have one that's on the city planning board, and we have one that's the uncle of the mayor. And then we only have 2 that represent Jackson Housing. So there's no way we can ever win with anything.
Will Forgrave, can you put that comment in perspective for us?
Sure, absolutely. Back in December, the city went into closed session, and the city council then voted to place, at least in December, they placed city council member Derek Dobies, city manager Patrick Birch, and city planning commission member Gerald Montgomery on the housing commission board. And since there's 5 and they placed 3, they had a majority. Since then, in April, they removed Dobies and Birch and replaced them with a city employee, Michelle Orthaus, and the mayor's uncle and a planning commission member, James Stark.
Jason, are you working closely with the folks at the Reed Manor?
I am working very closely with them. They keep me abreast of resident council meetings. If there's any JHC board meetings that I'm not aware of, they make me aware of those, such as special meetings that come up within a 24-hour period and things of that nature. So they keep me informed as to what's going on there. I get involved and basically just kind of stand off to the side, film the meeting as a whole. If I have questions after the meeting for board members or residents, I'll ask the questions, and unfortunately, sometimes I don't get the answers I'm looking for. I'm trying to address issues from the residents' perspective, such as the JHC board president, who's a city employee, doing volunteer board work on city time, which I can't get an answer for. But on the same token, because it's a news documentary style type of situation, I've reached out to a couple of the players on the city side to get their end of the story, so I have that balance there. But the ones who did reach out to me are absolutely the the Reed Manor residents.
We're down to less than a minute here. Will, where is this whole thing likely to end up? Do you have a feeling for what's next?
You know, it's really hard to say. Speaking to the residents, though, and their feelings, and my feelings, too, as a reporter, really when you boil it down at this point, you have a city council that this whole time has maintained that they're trying to increase transparency in the Jackson Housing Commission. And ironically, they're not going about it in a very transparent way. And I think that's an irony that isn't lost on the residents of Jackson, and both of Jackson and the Housing Commission.
Jason, do you concur with that? Anything you'd care to add?
I would concur with that. I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, and you know, the HUD placing the JHC on zero threshold, and so they can't spend a dime without HUD's authorization, and it's a huge mess. And you have one hand who's trying to do things their way, and another hand who actually pays the bills, and it's a toss up as to which one you want to listen to.
Will Forgrave is a reporter for MLive.com in Jackson, and Jason Smith is a filmmaker who's been documenting the issue involving tension at the Jackson Housing Commission. Will and Jason, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.